Oh, good morning. How long have you been up? I just woke up. I've actually been kind of sn like dozing and laying for a little bit here. Oh. Last night was amazing. I really needed that. You have no idea with how stressed out I've been with everything we're working on right now. It's just kind of a little much at times. So I'm really thankful. That was so good. You haven't done all that stuff, excuse me. You haven't done all that stuff in a while, I guess. Got to be in a mood for it, and it just hits the spot, so I really appreciate it. Yeah, no, I'll put on some coffee in a bit. I've just been kind of thinking. I don't know, it's on my brain right now, and I get stuck on something and I can't put it off for later times because it just swirls in my head. And even if it's nothing major, but well, I was thinking about the conversation we had this week, about our son. Yeah, the that one specifically. And as I admit, there's nothing wrong with being a late bloomer. I was a late bloomer. A lot of my new buddies were also that way, which has been great. I don't feel so ostracized like I kind of felt back in like high school. All my buddies seemed to be freaking just lucky as hell, and I wasn't really like that. But even back then and even now, I kind of look back on that and I was just thinking to myself, it's like, man, wouldn't it have been nice to just have some kind of guiding figure for that first time, someone to help out with, and not really have necessarily like, it didn't have to be like this connection thing or, going as far as like hiring someone, I'm not saying that. Well, what I am saying, or rather, I guess I'm thinking out loud. Okay, just let me phrase this right so it doesn't come off the wrong way. Listen. We love our son dearly. And I want to him to have the things that I didn't have the opportunity to get. And one of those things just happens to be a little bit of a guiding hand, maybe a little hands-on experience before my real first time, maybe. And so what I was thinking, was maybe asking him if, I don't know, he wants to maybe have a sit-in with him while he watches something that he likes to watch and maybe give some commentary or something to put some things into context, because I know I had such a warped idea of, sexual relationships, and it kind of shaped me negatively for a little while. And I mean, we went through that plenty, and I'm feeling like a lot better place now, but I don't want him to go through that too, if I can spare him that. Is that fair to say that at least? Yeah. So, something as simple as, asking him if he's comfortable talking about it. And then, depending on how that goes, picking something a little healthier to watch, I guess, not the kind of stuff we watch, Something very vanilla, maybe. Yeah. Listen, if that's weird, we will never talk about this again. We'll drop it. It was on my mind. I don't think that either one of us should keep things from each other, and we can work through anything. Okay. I'm glad. I'm glad that we have that understanding. So I do, there is a little more, and I'm a little embarrassed, honestly. No. The watching stuff, I don't really feel like that's such a big deal. It's the more stuff. Well, I was just thinking that if he's comfortable with the watching, it would be nice to give him maybe a little more than that. I don't know, I was thinking letting him watch you and me do stuff. Not like last night, obviously. I don't want to overwhelm the kid, but I mean, he's 18. He kind of deserves to, deserves the opportunity to kind of get some idea about normal sexual relations, unlike me, that kind of warped me for a while. What do you think about that? I mean, yeah. We're gonna play it by ear. We're gonna play it by ear. Don't worry about that. I'm not trying to push for anything, but I wanted to put it out there because I felt like that's important context for while we're doing that in that first step about where this could potentially go. I'm concerned that he's not gonna have the best reaction to it, but I think if we come at it in the right way, it'll be okay. Well, I'm thinking if we got past that first part, you could sit in a chair while we're on the bed. I guess he could get a little closer if he needs to get a better look, and you can just show him about like what it's like to give a blowjob. And I could reciprocate that, and we could show him some basic stuff, right? You say what now? You seem a little distracted. So you've thought about it too. Okay, well, see, you should have led with that. I've been sitting here feeling just absolutely awkward about it. You should have led with that. God. Yeah. Okay, so now I can also say, since we're on the same page there, that is it fucked up that I'm turned on kind of thinking about it? I mean, I know we've let people watch us before, but this is something a little different. Yeah. There's something, I guess the thing that's attractive about it is that it is fucked up. Oh my God. Yeah. So I guess I'm curious, like, what have you thought about, other than maybe some of the stuff I've already mentioned? Come again? You wanna let him do some things with you? See, I hadn't really even thought of that. I'm weirdly not opposed to that somehow. I mean, I should be, shouldn't I? I should be. I really should be. This is probably not in any way okay, appropriate, or otherwise, I'm sorry I brought it up. But you really want to, though. I mean, do you even want to bother with all this preliminary shit? I mean, if that's where we want to take this. So, what have you thought about? Yeah? Having me watch? Okay. That's hot. Actually, could you pass me the Astroglide over there on the table? I'm a little flustered. I'm a little flustered right now. Yeah, I kind of want you to talk about it a little bit. Yeah, just go over that a little bit with me. Yeah. So me sitting in the chair while you two are on the bed. And you're zipping his pants. And he's uneasy, quite obviously. He's nervous. But you keep telling him over and over it's gonna be fine. And that will stop if he ever feels too uncomfortable about it. Oh, that's perfect. You're amazing. And you're sucking him off. Oh, and his hands are reluctant, but you tell him it's fine if he puts them on your head and tangles your hair in his fingers. And he's learned a little bit from watching stuff, hasn't he? Yeah, I should have expected that. Oh, fuck. You're going at that. And every time he starts to feel tense, you slow down. Because you don't want to have it go too quick. We're trying to make him have a good time. And you give him a chance to breathe. And you talk about it. And me, I'm just over there slowly but surely building myself up. Because I know how you work. You're methodical. And you ask him if it's okay. I take it a step further. You lay back. You take off your jeans. And you let him start to feel you. See how wet you are. You tell him to put his face down between your legs. Let him lick you. Yeah, it's fucking hot. And you tell him exactly where all your spots are. Teach him how to take instructions and be attentive to his partner. Be a nice and responsible lover. That's right. Oh, fuck. I'm so impatient. I can't help but just want to tell him to go at it. But I know that's not the way here. I can't even tell how long it's been since he started on you. Of course, it's going to take a while for him to get you close, since he doesn't know what he's doing. But he's a quick learner, isn't he? Yeah. He always has been. He takes directions really well. Oh, yeah. After a while, you ask him if he wants to go further. He says, yeah. And you tell him about being safe. And you show him how to put on a condom. You tell him all about some of those different things of birth control and the effectiveness. And of course, with all that out of the way, you take it back off. He seems a little confused. And you, of course, let him know that, I mean, you've already got your tubes tied. That's not really even a thing anymore. We're past that now. We're not having any more kids. And we're safe and relatively exclusive, so you tell him it's all right this time. But only with you. And so he lifts your legs up. He takes a second to get positioned. And slowly starts pushing it into you. Oh, fuck yeah. Oh my god. Seeing how much you enjoy it. You really love having a nice, strong, younger guy fucking you. Even knowing who he is. Yeah. That's so fucking hot. Oh, you tell him to take it slow and to be easy. Oh my god. I'm already getting close. I'm trying to slow myself down. I know he's not gonna probably be able to take you for long. Oh, God. Oh, fuck. Oh, the way he's... His hips are moving, and they're just moving in concert with you so perfectly. He's a fucking natural. Oh, and he's apologizing for feeling like he's being so quick, but you keep telling him it's all right. It's all right. Just when you need to let it go, just let it go. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, his breath catches. Oh, and he just locks up. Oh, I can tell he's coming. He's coming in your fucking hot, wet cunt. And he collapses on top of you. And stays there for a little while, catching his breath. And you tell him to clean up. And then we're gonna talk about it. A little later, when he gets his time to cool off a little bit. He wipes himself off and goes to his bathroom to take a shower. Meanwhile, you look at me and you give me that seductive side eye. And I can't help myself. I grab you and throw you on the bed. Oh, and I don't wait. Oh, I put it in you. Oh, and as I get deeper, I can feel it. I can feel his load. Oh, it's so fucking... Oh, it's all over me. It's making it so easy to just plunge in and out of you. Square in the eyes, asking you, how'd you like it? How'd you like to get fucked by him? By our own son. You talk about how amazing it felt. How perfectly sized he is. Oh, how much you liked hearing him moan. How amazing he was at listening. Oh. Now there's gonna have to be more. There's gonna have to be a round two. Because it's just too good at this point to clear it now. It's too freaking good. And you know that I like it too much. You know that I want it just as much. I love it. Oh. It gives me a sense of pride. So, a little bit of jealousy that I want to be the one. I want to be that young guy. It's fucking making you moan. Fucking young guy. Making you so wet. Oh, yeah. Yeah. You want me to come in, you two? Yeah. You want me to add my load? Our son's fucking hot cum. Our son's hot cum is filling up your fucking wet cunt. Oh fuck. Oh fuck. This is perfect. Hey, actually, listen, if he doesn't go for it, this is still pretty fun, ain't it? Right? We could bust this little fantasy out every so often. What are you saying? You know what? Yeah, this was really hot. Maybe let's just not even worry about it. This is just between us. Now that I've done it, it sounds good to me. All right, I'm gonna get cleaned up real quick, and then I'm gonna make some coffee. How's that? You stay in bed, you chill out. We need a day of relaxation.